Sydney snatched the lid off the boiling pot and shoved it to the back of the stove, burning her finger on the handle. The phone rang. "Hello? Hello?" Finley clung to her pant leg, whining to be picked up. "Not now, Finley. Mommy's busy. Hello? Hey, hon, it's me. I got hung up in a meeting and I have to stay a little late." Sydney's stomach clenched, but she forced herself to smile so her voice wouldn't betray her stress. "I understand. Any idea how late?" "An hour or two. Don't worry about dinner. I'll grab a burger. Love you. Bye." The phone slipped off her shoulder and clattered to the floor. The toddler grabbed it and ran out of the room. "Finley, no! Give Mommy's phone back!" She pursued him into the living room and took back the phone. His face crumpled and he threw himself on the rug and cried. Sydney wanted to cry, too. Joe had forgotten that tonight was her monthly spell club. She wasn't much of a magic user yet, but swapping spells with the club was helping her improve. Plus, it was the one time she felt like a real person instead of just a housewife. The doorbell rang. Sydney opened the door. "Can I help you?" "Finley, hush." "Hi, my name is Ashley. How are you this evening?" "Whatever you're selling, I don't want any." "I can see you're a busy woman, so I'll be quick. Do you like using magic?" "Of course you do. Who doesn't? But the high cost of quality spells can be a problem. That's why the Magic Institute of America wants to give you a free levitation spell. It's guaranteed to work, and it's our gift to you." Ashley held out a neatly wrapped spell box. "What's the catch?" "No catch. It's free for signing up to receive our catalog and newsletter. I have the form right here. Just print, sign, and date, and this free spell's all yours." "Fine." She scribbled her info, took the spell, and shut the door. Finley clawed at her pant leg as she opened the spell box. "Up, up," he whined. "Up." "Finley, not now. Mommy is..." "You want up?" He nodded vigorously. She took a pinch of the spell and sprinkled it over him. "Up," she said. The toddler rose into the air and began to shriek. He looked terrified. "Oh, no. Oh, Finley, why did I do that? Honey, Mommy'll get you down." She closed the box and flipped it over to the label, looking for how to undo the magic. Nothing. There was a customer service number. She dialed. "Hello? I need help. I have your free levitation spell, but I can't figure out how to turn it off again." "I'd be happy to help," the rep said. "Will that be Visa or MasterCard?" "You don't understand. I just need to get something down again." "Ma'am, the levitation is free, but the unlevitation is a paid spell. Visa or MasterCard." Sydney sighed. "Visa. And you have overnight shipping?"